The Humane Society of the U.S. released yet another undercover video on Wednesday of this week. For 28 days, concluding in early November, a Humane Society investigator went to work for CalMaine, an egg production facility in Waldor, Texas. Videotape with Wayne Pacelli described as multiple abuses and food safety threats. What he recorded was shared with the media on Wednesday and then put on their website. And only then did Wayne Pacelli indicate that he was going to share it with CalMaine and sit down and call on them to do something about the abuse. Wayne Pacelli talked about the video that they are releasing about the facility in Texas, saying that it does match up very closely with what they found in Iowa earlier this year. He called that a disturbing trend.
Over the last 50 years, we've seen a dramatic movement of animals from outdoor settings where the animals could feel sunshine on their backs, they could scratch in the dirt, to enormous factory farm-style operations where the birds are confined in what are called battery cages.
In setting the scene for the general media, he talked about how much space a laying hen gets using an 8.5 by 11 inch piece of notebook paper. He says these are all based on industry standards.
And under the industry standard, each bird has 67 square inches of space to live in for her entire life until they depopulate the flock, kill the birds, remove all of them, and then put in a new crop of birds. The bird has 67 square inches. This 8.5 by 11 piece of paper is 93 square inches. So if you do a one-third fold of this page, that leaves about 67 square inches of space. This is the standard allotment of space that a bird has on modern egg farms.
At that point of the media briefing, the Humane Society executive painted a word picture of what his investigator found when he went in and spent that month in the CalMaine facility.
If we can paint the picture, we're going to show you the video. Talking about 18 barns, with about 60,000 birds in each barn, so about 1 million birds total used for egg production. The birds have been genetically manipulated to ovulate 6 of 7 days a week, so they're producing about 300 eggs per year. They're confined in small cages. They're stacked. There is manure falling on some of the birds in the lower cages where there has been essentially some weakening of the infrastructure that has allowed these cages to become too close to one another. Flies, manure everywhere, and essentially no attention to animal welfare.
Wayne Pacelli is demanding of CalMaine get rid of the battery cages and go cage-free.
So we are asking this company to take a look at our videotape and our investigative findings, and begin a rapid movement toward cage-free facilities. We have modern, industrial-type, cage-free facilities that are commercially viable operations that are supplying many of the major retailers all across the country.
Pacelli admits only about 5% of the eggs are now cage-free produced in this country. He says he understands it's going to take some time to be able to make any sort of a transition. He was unwilling to talk with the reporter about the specifics of how much more it would cost to go cage-free based on what the stores would actually be charging once they do go this particular direction. He did offer the following closing statement regarding animal agriculture in general. He says animal agriculture's got to step up, he says, and do better.
And the time for just leaving it up to industry and thinking everything is acceptable has passed. We have seen time and again terrible mistreatment of the animal. And we've seen food safety problems result from the overcrowded, squalid conditions in which many of these animals live. Now, we have more than 300 million people in this country. Food production must proceed. We want to work with industry to figure out new pathways to produce this food in ways that don't cause extreme suffering to the animals and also jeopardize food safety. American farmers are innovative enough and creative enough to do this. There is no impediment to this except stubborn allegiance to these extreme confinement systems. We can do better than this. We must do better than this.
I guess you could call it the Wayne Pacelle Show at the Humane Society of the U.S. headquarters in Washington earlier today as he unveiled this latest undercover video that HSUS has dug up on the poultry industry, in this case, the egg-laying industry portion of the poultry industry. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.